This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Cool, so it's Mark on Fun Kids. I'm joined by star of Nickelodeon's Make It Pop, and she's got her own single now as well. It's Megan Lee!
Hi, everybody!
How are you doing?
I'm doing really great, thank you. Thanks for having me.
No worries, thank you for coming on. Now, it's late in the afternoon for us, but it's really early in the morning for you, because you're in California, aren't you?
Oh, yes, it is 9 o'clock in the morning. I had a really late night last night because I was actually in my studio just recording a mashup for Make It Pop songs, actually.
Amazing, that sounds good. Is there any little secrets you can give us about your session last night?
It's going to be a pretty dope mashup because it's going to be consisting all 20 songs from the season 2 within 3 minutes.
That sounds amazing. Now, you just mentioned it. Season 2 is obviously done now. We've got to ask the big question. Is there going to be a season 3, and do you know when it's going to start filming?
We are in the talks right now, but hopefully we'll hear news soon.
Cool. We look forward to it. Now, for people who might not have seen Make It Pop, you obviously play Sunhee in it, and you form your own band, XOIQ. Tell us a little bit about it.
So Make It Pop is about four kids who are freshmen in this international boarding school, and they form a band called XOIQ. Within the first season, of course, they try to be the leads in the High School Musical. And the thing is that freshmen can't be the leads, so they go through all this trouble and adventures to be the leads of the musical. And yeah, there's a lot of relationships and music and dancing. It's a lot of fun. Season 2 gets really crazy because we have some new characters. We have a boy band who becomes rivals with XYQ, and lots of drama. Lots of music again, and it's a lot of fun filming it.
Sounds amazing, and we're absolutely loving it over here in the UK. Now, have you got a favourite kind of XOIQ song from the series, or do you just kind of love them all?
That's so hard because we do have like 43 songs, so it's really hard to choose just one. I have to say my all-time favourite, though, is an oldie, My Girls.
Good choice. Very good choice. Now, we're talking about singing. Away from Make It Pop, you've got your first ever single coming out as well, called Stronger. How exciting is it to release your own single?
It's really exciting because I haven't released my music in a really long time. And this song is specifically for the fans because I wrote it to hopefully give them inspiration and pick them up off the ground and hopefully give them a lot of hope.
Amazing. And I watched the music video earlier as well, and you just look like you're having kind of so much fun, just in so many different locations as well. How long did that take to film?
We took around 2 full days to shoot the music video, so it's pretty jam-packed, but I'm so excited that everybody got to see it.
Now, I've got to ask you as well about your YouTube channel, because you do so many covers on your YouTube channel.
I do.
What's been kind of your favourite song to cover on your YouTube? Is there kind of a song that you heard and you went, oh my days, I have to cover this?
Ooh, when I first heard Justin Bieber's Love Yourself, I play the guitar, and that song is like solely based on the guitar. And when I heard it, it's such a beautiful song, and so I thought immediately, I have to cover this. And so I picked up my guitar and started recording and put it up on YouTube.
Now, just before we go, when is your single out?
Oh, it's already out right now. You can get it on iTunes, and it's up on YouTube, the music video. It's on Spotify as well, Google Play Store, et cetera, et cetera.
Amazing. Megan, thank you so much for joining us nice and early from California this morning.
Of course, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, obviously, your single, as you said, is called Stronger. So we're going to play a game called Stronger, if that's all right. Basically, I'm going to give you a selection of animals, and you need to tell me if it's stronger than the previous animal.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to start off with my favourite animal, which is a tiger. Now, that can carry twice its body weight. So in terms of relevance to body weight, do you think an eagle is stronger than a tiger?
No.
I can tell you it is stronger. An eagle can carry... Yeah, it can carry 4 times its own body weight. Never get on the wrong side of an eagle.
Well, don't want to mess with that.
Exactly. Next animal, a grizzly bear. Do you reckon that's stronger or weaker than an eagle?
Oh my gosh. guessing that a grizzly bear would be stronger?
It's actually weaker. A grizzly bear can only actually carry something less than one time its own weight.
Wow. I apologize to the eagle for underestimating it so very much.
That's the eagle is trumping right now. Yes. Okay, so we're at a grizzly bear, which is 0.8 times its own weight. Do you think a gorilla is stronger than a grizzly bear?
Oh, gosh. The gorilla
is stronger. Don't worry, the gorilla is stronger. It is 10 times. It can lift 10 times its own body weight. And final one, although I'm guessing you'll know the answer to this because it's the most famous one. The ant. Do you reckon that an ant, relevant to its own body weight, is stronger or do you reckon it's weaker?
Ant.
You're going for ant?
Yeah, I'm going to ant.
You are correct. An ant can carry 50 times its own body weight.
I didn't even know it was that much.
I know, it's ridiculous, isn't it? Thank you for playing our very ridiculous game. That was Stronger, because obviously your single is called Stronger.
I feel very educated on these animals. I'm really glad to know about these.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.